Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
We use technology all the time on the roads, especially GPS, you know, to get us from place to place because we're spoiled that way. But beyond the use of geospatial technology in our daily lives, you know, things like, you know, smart mapping, managing traffic, weather conditions and whatnot, this technology can also be advanced for specialized purposes.
So in the case of the COVID-19 pandemic, geospatial technologies been able to react promptly and provide accurate data to map out patterns to reduce the spread and find epicenters of clusters.
I'm thinking that in a way, like you see how the whole Trace Together app has evolved, right? It keeps all the records. And then now if you were to log in, it actually says, based on your records for the past 14 days, you're safe. And oh, it's so assuring. You hear the word, you see the words, you're safe.
Yeah.
And, you feel good.
And actually, it's all in the headlines today because actually those new tokens were being handed out yesterday at community centres. So you will see that in the Straits Times. It's a big story.
So would you believe that we are halfway through Singapore Geospatial Week? Is actually 2 weeks long. So it ends this Friday.
Okay. It's an event that's organised by GeoWorks, Singapore Land Authority's Geospatial Industry Centre.
All right, let's find out a little bit more about geospatial technology and the limits that it can actually push to with Leslie Wong, Managing Director at Esri South Asia. Leslie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
Thank you so much. Could you help us understand geospatial technology a little bit more? I mean, we didn't even know that there was such a thing as Singapore Geospatial Week.
Yes, so in a phrase, spatial thinking, geospatial technology is about making and using digital maps that are highly interactive and intelligent. Now, if that sounds a little bit technical, let me try and describe it this way. Those from the military will be familiar with paper topographic maps,
yeah.
You know, plastic overlays and symbols and plans that we draw and overlay one on top of the other.
I used to be but good at that.
Yeah. But then you remember, after we put 4, 5, 6 layers over one another, it starts to get blurry. So geospatial technology is about doing the same thing, but doing it digitally. With that, we can put 20, 50, 100 layers and things still don't get blurry. We can do it in 3D. We can fuse in drone imagery. Today, with Industry 4.0, we can fuse in IoT data. And we can set thresholds. Otherwise, you know, if the map starts to get too cluttered, we can't see anything. But we can set thresholds to highlight exceptions. We can set rules to tell us when a moving asset is encroaching into a geofence, for example. So we can sense make and not get overwhelmed.
Ooh.
Okay, so just to get really clear on this, and I'm going to use the most simple example possible. Let's say I'm in a basement car park, right? Does that mean that if I'm using this kind of tech, I can see on a map actually where I am? Because at the moment, I don't have that kind of sophisticated sat-nav that can figure it out.
Yes, the potential for indoor wayfinding is definitely within reach. It takes many things to be in place. For example, indoor beacons, a vehicle tracking device. And of course, privacy is important for everybody. So geospatial technology is making a lot of advancements in working practices, where it's for employee workforce safety is the concern, where assets could sometimes be hidden into further to reach places. And that's where, you know, the investments in technology in geospatial technology have the greatest impact today in areas of work.
Right. So Esri South Asia, or Esri Singapore, is a geospatial technology company. You guys were established some 40 years ago. So that pretty much makes you the expert on this matter that we're speaking to this morning. How can businesses use geospatial technology right now to survive COVID-19, let alone expand?
Well, over the years, observing how our clients' work has evolved, estimates that we do put between 80 to 100% of their data in organizations that have a location factor, and they can tap on that. So I would urge that the companies begin to map out their assets, their inventories, their IoT, or their customers. The word that we call this is geocoding. It's a simple concept, but it's very powerful. And there are two things I'd like to point out here. One, there's a lot more variety of data that's out in the open today. Some are paid sources, some are free sources.
Okay.
But each organization's own data is something that's unique to their organization. And that's when the magic happens. If I take open data and I overlay my own private data over it, I start to see patterns. I start to be able to take opportunities of where new customers might be, where I can service some clusters of customers that in a more cost-effective way, how I can service some assets in a more efficient and cost-effective way. It's like, you know, my own data is like my secret sauce. If I go to a supermarket, I buy ingredients from the open. Everyone can buy those ingredients. But when I bring it home, I have my secret sauce and the recipe is just unique to me. And that's my competitive advantage.
Wow. So, okay, let's just try and work this then to some practical model, okay? So does that mean, let's take a mall, for example, and you're a new business and you want to rent a space in that mall. Will this kind of technology help you understand where would be the best place, the best unit for you to choose, given the footfall of a certain demographic? So let's say you're trying to target teenagers. Do they happen to come through a certain door because it's the one that's nearest the MRT or whatever it might be?
The impact and the power of geospatial technology exponentially increases. The area of interest I look at is larger than a smaller area. So if I'm one mall, yes, there's some value. But if I'm an estate, if I'm a campus, if I'm a cluster of buildings, that's where mental calculations and mental rebalancing of conflicting factors start to be very complicated. So for example, if I'm trying to decide where I should build the next generation business park or a general hospital, these are mega sites. And we can compare different characteristics of mega sites to see which presents the best basket of benefits, such as accessibility to public transport and roads, lowest noise pollution during construction, and even building skyline control for the long-term beauty of the urban terrain, or if we're planning an airport. So on Singapore's Smart Nation journey, there are a lot of initiatives. And we're trying to make the most use of our limited space in Singapore. So these are where geospatial thinking technology has a short-term as well as a long-term impact.
Okay. Leslie, I wanted to get your view on a story that we mentioned in the introduction that's very much in the papers today. And that, of course, is the fact that the Trace Together tokens started being distributed yesterday here in Singapore. It's things like that, right, that help us enforce social distancing measures, for example, help inform people if they might have come into contact with COVID-19 positive patients. These are the ways in which this kind of technology can make a big difference, right? What's your view on it?
Yes, absolutely. Before the Trace Together tokens is a good story that, you know, the technology is being improved iteratively. So I think a lot of technology should take that kind of focus. Don't try to be perfect. Use what works and what is safe. So even before the Trace Together, we've got a safe entry QR code scanning.
Yeah.
And even before that, the precursor to that, the geospatial version of that was when URA, a long-time user of Esri, launched the what they call the Space Out public map.
Yeah.
And it showed malls, it showed post offices, it showed supermarkets, and it showed crowd levels. Now, everyone had different shifting priorities at the time. So it's not practical to ask people to invest in new beacons and sensors and tokens, but there were mall staff, there were supermarket supervisors and staff. So simple routine updating of crowd levels by these human sensors on the ground, so to speak, were aggregated to produce this extremely useful social distance and crowd level map. Once you have that platform, the safe entry data was easy to regularly programmatically incorporate it into the Space Out map. And at some point in time, when things and conditions are ready, I believe the Trace Together data could be a very potent source as well.
Leslie, I'm getting the sense, and help me out here if I've got this right. In the long and short of it is, you know, using this geospatial data, don't just look at it from the mall's perspective, but expand that radius so you can actually see the patterns of crowd movement and whatnot, right?
Yes. Well, before I get to the mall, once I get to the mall, it's a whole different experience.
Yes.
But the kind of crowd, the mix of the crowd and the mix of businesses that mall attracts, a lot of pre-planning has to be done way before that. You know, if we make a miscalculation, some tenants may not get the businesses, that the volume of business they were promised. So there's a lot of pre-planning that goes on behind the scenes. And the thing long-term, you know, once you have computerized methods, it's easier to compare options.
We're speaking to Leslie Wong. He's Managing Director at Esri South Asia, an expert in geospatial technology. As we wrap up, Leslie, I wanted to ask you, I mean, one of the reasons why we're talking to you today is because it is Singapore Geospatial Week, and this is this event organized by GeoWorks, part of Singapore Land Authority and the Geospatial Industry Center. And the reason I'm raising that is because, is there a huge industry for this here in Singapore?
This year in Geospatial Week, we once again see increasing number of people participating and being part of this event. And I think that's a very positive sign. You know, it's a sign of increasing demand and desire to do more with geospatial technology in spite of what they've done in the previous year.
you've certainly outlined some of the great ways it can be used. Will this be a big export for Singapore in the future, do you think?
I think talent and ideas are always going to be an export for Singapore. It's very encouraging to see that, you know, in Singapore, there is a public service agency, the Singapore Land Authority, organizing this kind of event. You know, it's something that we've not seen in any other country. And, you know, there's a lot of passionate people come to this every year. And I believe talent begins with passion more than whatever backgrounds you come from.
Yeah. Well, definitely you're going to have passion if you're going to use this data and really expand it to help and aid, you know, businesses and ultimately aid the entire society, if you think about it.
I love that, though. Yeah. Talent begins with passion.
It's very true. We've been speaking with Leslie Wong, Managing Director at Esri South Asia. Leslie, really appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.